This MTD Radio local news update being brought to you by Chillix Glass, located at 200 Sutterth Drive in Rue d'Osso. Advocates for the unhoused have been granted the use of a building to operate an emergency warming shelter and are inviting the public to take a tour of the location. Local nonprofits with many hands and Roswell Community Disaster Relief Services will host a walkthrough tour. That's the facility at 405 East 3rd Street on Saturday at 2 o'clock. The tour will be followed by training for people interested in volunteering to assist with the operation of a shelter in the event of its use. Enrique Marino, founder and director of Roswell Community Disaster Relief Services, said he will administer hands-on training and have a Q&A session for potential volunteers based on his 30-page shelter action plan. Work continues to restore the carousel at Spring River Zoo and Park. The lead horse remains on display at the Roswell Public Library. It arrived there in mid-2021 and is still an attention getter among library goers of all ages, especially children who sometimes can't resist trying to touch the large, colorful artwork. It and all the rest of the figures were created using hand-carved wood. The carousel contains 35 such figures, according to Jim Burris, the city's special services director. Local volunteers have been restoring 4 animals, 3 horses, and what one of the volunteers described as a jaguar or mountain lion. The pieces are in different phases of rehabilitation. State's Children, Youth, and Families Department says there are children who are staying at the Chavez County CYFD office, saying this is a phenomenon and that we've seen erupt in the past year. I would say we didn't see this happening much before COVID, so says Carrie Lay Cloutier, CEO of the Chavez County CASA program. There's not enough foster homes, she says, and there's not enough treatment facilities for kids who've endured years and years of trauma. While there's no telling how long children stay at the office, CYFD Secretary Designate Teresa Casado says the staff meets daily when there's a behavioral health unity. And that's what's happening. I'm Joe Miller, MTD Radio News.